to each one of us to find out who we are. So we're going to do that this morning. So my talk today is called Creating a Culture of Accountability. Yeah, you had to bring your card and get it marked. No. We are each here to express and to experience our magnificent God self. Did you know that? So I ask each one of us this morning, if being a person of faith was against the law, would you be arrested? Well, the answer is yes, because you're here today. You see, you're people of faith. You're here this morning. So now let's ask ourselves, do we each take our faith out with what we know and what we trust that the God within us, do we take that out into our daily lives? See, because God's will for us is absolute complete happiness. Did you know that? And this takes courage to be you, to live full out, to live a life of who you are. It takes courage to love and courage to honor ourselves. So see, I think that's the most important thing. To create a culture of accountability begins and starts with ourselves. So I believe that to live this life fully engaged, fully present and available in our faith means we are ready to put ourselves first. Now, I don't know about you, but I was not told that when I was growing up. What do you want? How could you better love yourself and honor yourself? I remember being told when I thought, you know, I'm valuable and important. They would say, that's selfish. I'd think, I started to believe it. I don't know about you, but I started to believe it. Because you see, we're each worth being first. First means we free ourselves from fear and doubt and worry. We're accountable for what we first say to ourselves. Wish I would have known that a really long time ago. Because, see, I would have been able to tell them. It's very important that I love myself and that I honor all that I am and that I say really nice things to myself, so it's okay if you don't. God bless. The lack of any kind creates more negative feelings. When we feel that we're lacking something, that we're not good enough, that we're not available to everything that we think we should be, then it creates those negative feelings more and more. And when we focus on the problem or the limitations, there are not many options in that, are there? And things don't seem possible. Then we come to a community like this, and your minister says, with God, all things are possible. And you say, well, I must not be with God because I don't see the possibilities. We all have places of perceived limitations. Anybody? Is it just me? Okay. Accountability means I'm willing to learn to make different choices. Being responsible for our thinking. And here's my example of how I changed my mind. Now, you all know, if you were here last week, that I was making a trip to Denver and that I was taking a whole week of classes and that I had accidentally made my reservations, which I thought were to LA, but instead it was to Burbank. Well, you know, I was just talking to somebody this morning, and I said, Burbank is really behind the times. It's like I can remember when I was in school, we had portables out in the yard because there wasn't enough room. And Burbank Airport is like portables lined up. Anyway, And I said, oh, I have no idea why I'm going to Burbank, except that maybe there's something little wonderful. People were asking me this morning, well, what wonderful thing happened in Burbank? I said, absolutely nothing. What did happen was, at least on the way to Burbank, I wasn't telling myself how bad I was, that I didn't read my reservations as I was making them. Ah, another lesson learned. But on the way to the airport, I realized that there was an old peace within me that was coming up, because I was going to go be in class with all the people who, you know, who are other ministers and other church people and the whole thing. And so, I don't know about you, but there was a whole week of learning ahead for me, and it was all about, you know, financial freedom and the Financial Freedom Academy with all these experts. And I started to get scared. And I went, oh, yeah, and driving down with Rick. And he said, really? Do you really want to go that way? And I said, oh, it feels awful. Anybody? So on the way down, Rick asked me, well, what would you like? And I said, well, I want to feel really brave, that I'm brave and I'm powerful and I'm open and I'm receptive to learn and grow. And thank God I like myself. I make a difference. So I wrote it all down, because I have to do that to remember the really good stuff. Anybody have to do that? I am brave. I am powerful. I am open, I am receptive, I am intelligent. I also said that, I didn't say that here. Receptive to learn and grow. Thank you, God, I like myself. Very important. So I go, okay, Rick says, how are you doing? I'm brave, I'm powerful. Because you see, as you keep saying that, you feel it. You can feel it inside of you. Because if I say I'm scared and maybe I can't do this, then I close down. And we tend to have that sometimes habit of doing that. I do. So I'm here to confess. Hi, I'm Maggie. I have this habit. Anyway, so on the way down, instead of going and saying, gee, that was really silly, you didn't check your reservations, I said, I'm brave, I'm powerful, and I'm open. And I'm available to learning and growing. And so that's how I went into the conference. And I said, if I'm powerful and if I'm brave and if I'm open to learning, I'm going to sit right in the front. So I did. Sat right in the front. I learned. I had a great time. And anytime I questioned it, because there's so much information, and every time I questioned it, I'd say, well, wait a second, I'm learning. I'm open, growing. And there's steps to take. And then I looked around the room. And I said, whoa, how can I make a difference? And I got into the room, and they had all these little bottles. And I said, ah. 80 people who have their own room and get all these little bottles. And I said, excuse me, but we do this thing with a homeless people, homeless shelter up in Auburn, California. We cook for them, and it makes a difference. We make a difference. People were impressed with that. And I said, also, we collect these things because, you know, I don't know about you, but I don't use them. So if you're not using them, please give them to me. Well, I have to back up a little bit and tell you that when I got to Southwest, Rick picked up my bag. Of course, he carried it downstairs for me. And he said, this is pretty heavy. And he got on the scale with himself and the bag. And he said, well, I think you're just at 50 pounds. And I get to the weigh the check in my bag, and we put it on the scale. It's 52 and a half pounds. The guy said, that's going to cost you $75 more. He said, do you have a book or something in there you can take out? Well, I did. Got it down to 50 and a half. He said, that's okay, I'll let you go. So now I'm asking people for these things. This whole box right here that you've probably been wondering, why is this box here, is filled with those. So everybody started giving them to me. You see, when you ask, you do receive. When you go in brave and powerful and willing to open and learn and allow the good to come to you, it does. So I got a whole box, and then I went, ooh. But then somebody else reminded me that with Southwest, you can have two bags. So I was trying to organize this whole thing, and every time something seemed to block it, I said, that's okay, it's all going to work. You see, because when you're in that positive mindset, when you keep saying that I'm brave, I'm receptive, I'm open to learning, I'm willing to grow, thank you, God, I like myself, all good comes to us. And it kept coming. And so people couldn't take me to mail it, and they could, this, everything, it just kept falling through. I said, that's okay, it's going to happen, it's going to be okay. So I walked out of the room that we were in, and right over there near the garbage can was this box. I said, thank you, God. Because because you see, when you're open and available to learning and growing, all things stay open. Your vision even gets wider. But when we're like this, I'm not going to, I have all this stuff. And yeah, they were nice to give it to me, but what am I going to do with it? That's the choice we make. When we unlimit our thinking, Ernest Holmes said, we reach God and others by reaching out from God within ourselves. Always in God will others respond to the God in us. People were asking me, what do you do? How do you do that? He said, yeah, we've got a really great community, and this is what we do up there. As faith-based people, we have a responsibility to assist, to contribute, to make a difference, to be generous to life and people around us, and to be accountable to the God of our being. While we were down there, CSL bought our breakfasts and our lunches. And so then one of the presenters asked us to please give some money to tip the workers. And we brought the workers out and lined them up because, see, they normally just get a percentage of the take for that because I used to be one of those. They usually just get a percentage. And that it's not like working a real table. And so we collected money. And with 80 people, we collected over $400 for those workers, and we presented it to them. And so then they started talking about, well, where can you do things to assist other people? I'll tell you that later. You see, remember, we can't outgive God. Think about it. Think about your life and your breath and everything that works for you in your life. You can't outgive God. So it's up to you and it's up to me to make a difference. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. But first, I have a story for you. And this father was trying to make a point to his son. And his son was feeling unimportant. He was feeling lonely and had been complaining about the little impact he had on others. And his father told him to climb upstairs to the second floor and hang a feather pillow out of the window. And the son, who was curious and wondered why his father was asking him to do that, this was not something his father would usually tell him to do that. So he did as his father asked, and then his father yelled up at him, okay, pull the thread on the seam. So the boy again did what his father requested, and he grabbed hold of the loose thread and he pulled. The seam gave way and the feathers poured out of the pillow, flying everywhere in the afternoon breeze. And the boy ran downstairs and yelled at his dad, why did you have me do that? Look at what happened. These feathers are everywhere. And his father simply smiled and said, yes, and all you did was pull one string. Think of this. The next time you say hello to somebody or simply smile to somebody, little actions can bring surprising results. It's up to you and to me to make a difference.
So let's have the slide I found. And here's the challenge I'm going to give you this week. Look at that. And look at the arrows that are going out and they're touching other hearts. But look at that big arrow. There are three of them that turn back around to the self, to self-love. Give to yourself first. So here's the challenge I have for you this week. Start and end every day saying loving things to yourself. Yes? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, because, you know, there's a quiz at the end of this. Next, take the love and share it around the town and make a difference. Buy a coffee for somebody. Maybe go out and take a plastic bag with you and pick up the litter that you find along the way. Buy McDonald's gift cards and pass them out. The thing that I love doing, and that's what we also talked about in this room when I was in Denver, and the people were coming up with these ideas, and I thought they were great, but I said, you know, the thing that I love to do is, because in my opinion, the dollar store is a place where people who have limited funds go to buy their needs. I like the dollar store because we get cards there that are very inexpensive. And so when I'm feeling especially abundant and affluent, I'll go and I'll get some fives and some tens. And I'll walk through the dollar store and I crumple each bill up. And as I walk through, I drop it. I walk around the store dropping money. And then I walk out. I don't buy anything that day. Remember when you didn't have any money or money was short and you found some? Whew, what did it feel like? Give anonymous gifts, not for somebody else, but for you, because you're so blessed. Do something you don't get thanked for or that nobody really knows about. I can only imagine what the people think when they find that money, because I knew what it felt like for me when I was in need. Loving life and giving back only a portion of the gifts that life gives you. You've been given so much. Give thanks. So next week, that's your assignment, yes? And I'm taking names because I know who's here this week. And so next week, I want you to come share at Joys and Support on how loving yourself first made a difference, and how loving life and sharing from that place of love with others made a difference for you. I didn't expect it, but when I was in Denver, people came up to me at the end of the conference and they said, thank you. Thank you for being who you are and setting a tone that touched my heart and made a difference. I thought, oh, okay, that's all I did. But remember, there's only one person who can change your thinking, and that's you. As I work with this saying that I worked on before I went to the airport, I'm still doing it. I'm brave. I'm powerful. I'm open. I'm receptive to learn and to grow. And I really like myself. Makes a huge difference, because it really does quiet that other voice. This is where I want to live, and I hope you choose that too. That's what being accountable to life is all about. So join me in prayer. We'll anchor this. And so in this moment, we know and accept that there is only one life.
one all-loving, all-nurturing, all-embracing presence. I call this God, the divine, the infinite, the beloved. It doesn't matter what you call it. It's just to know that there is a power for good. It is alive within each and every one of us, and it supports us. It is available, and we say yes to it. And that is our job. Yes, I am the beloved place where God shows up. Yes, I am divinely guided. I am inspired by this light, this love of pure spirit. And wherever I am needed or see that need, there I am. Thank you, God. And all things come to me that are mine to have and to be in. And as I know this for myself, I know this for each and every one of you, because this is who we are. We are faith-based people, and we live that faith, and we trust in that powerful presence of love that serves us and that sources us through every aspect of life. Doesn't matter what anybody else says. It matters what I say and what you say within your own being. And I trust that. I recognize it in each and every one of us. And together we bless it. And greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God. And I say, thank you, divine presence, Mother, Father, God, that awakens me in every moment with the breath that I breathe and the beat of my heart. And so I just release this, my word, into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We give thanks for that. And if you agree with anything I said or would like to, just join me in saying, and so it is,
and so it is.
And so it shall be.
Amen.